Well, hello to you all and a very warm welcome back to the OK Cafe for another visit. I hope you all have had a great month, and if this is your first visit to the OK Cafe, can I suggest, as I always do, that you listen to the very first episode, which is the introduction to the OK Cafe, just because it will help you understand what we're doing, why we're here, and why we make this monthly visit. If you have visited us before, then you definitely know what to do by now. So take that comfortable seat somewhere, ideally where you won't be disturbed, where you can have a nice warm drink or cold drink. It's been another warm day today, so you may want to have a nice cold drink with some ice, just to chill out and to enjoy our visit. So while we're here in the OK Cafe, I am going to talk about an emotion that I struggle with a lot, and I struggle with it firstly because of the emotion that it is, but secondly because of the perception that it has, and I think in particular the perception that it's not feminine. It's not a very feminine emotion, and the demonstration of it, or the kind of the expression of it as an emotion is not very feminine either. And I'm talking about anger, and it's interesting because I've said this a couple of times actually in different contexts and to different people, but I feel that society struggles with female anger, and struggles to understand it and to process it, and also to understand that it is necessary. And I think we forget perhaps that anger is an important emotion, because it's an emotion that changes things, and it is an emotion that that can empower change, but obviously it's got to be harnessed and demonstrated in the right way. And I certainly think that's where a lot of the struggle comes, and I guess there's a fine line for anger between something that empowers change and something that heeds it, and yeah, it is, you know, it's, as I say, its expression, it can be very tricky. And I have struggled with anger over the past month, and I've struggled with it in two different contexts, which I'm going to explain to you as I process it myself, as I kind of do what we do in the OK Cafe, which is take out those difficult emotions from the cupboard, where I've put them, where I've put my anger over the last month. I'm taking it out and looking at it and understanding where it comes from to allow me to let it go. And the first context, if you like, comes from an anger that I felt towards people who seem to have a perception of me that my life is easy, and that it's all right for me, and that I haven't had to make any difficult decisions or make any sacrifices, or that I can't possibly understand what a difficult life could be like. And that, you know, that does bother me. I think it doesn't matter what the details of your life to date is like. We've all been through difficult times, and we all understand sacrifice, and we all understand hard work, and the fact that it's hard work and commitment that brings success, and maybe a smidgen of luck here and there, but the majority, you know, is hard work and commitment. And, you know, it upsets me, more than upsets, it angers me that people have a perception of me that I haven't had to do that, and that it's all right for me, in comparison to them, for example. And I've thought quite a bit about that, and I've thought about kind of how I reconcile myself to that perception that people have of me, which I feel is wrong. And I think that, you know, being here in the OK Cafe, producing this podcast, is actually a huge part of my understanding and reconciling that emotion and dealing with that emotion, because actually what I'm doing is I'm sharing struggles and I'm sharing difficulties, so that people will understand that everybody goes through hard times. Everybody has to struggle with something. You know, none of us have life easy all of the time. And interestingly enough, I produced a podcast last year called The Art of Sacrifice, which you have, if you haven't listened to, I do recommend you go back and have a listen, because I did that actually in preparation for this podcast. I had a listen back to The Art of Sacrifice, and what I was saying in there about sacrifices that I had made, and decisions that I had made, and priorities that I had made, and you know, perhaps were changing at that particular time. And I think that's where a lot of my anger has come from this month, is kind of people not appreciating the sacrifices that I've made and not understanding and seeing those sacrifices. And so, yeah, I think, you know, that listening to that podcast again actually, you know, did reassure me that I am getting that message out, and that I am... you know, I have a right to feel angry if that's how I feel, but actually then it's also best to kind of accept and understand that emotion and let it go. And there is enough information out there if people want to understand what goes on behind the success and what goes on under the surface. And then the other context of feeling angry is something that I've struggled with for quite a while, actually. I could possibly say my whole life. I think it's certainly been shaped by the work ethic that I had as a child. But this kind of idea of intention versus action, and actually if somebody intends to do something good or intends to do something helpful, but then they don't see that action through, should I still be grateful for the intention, even though the action wasn't completed, even though, you know, the good thing or the helpful thing wasn't actually done, because the intention was there? Certainly from some people, it seems like there's sort of an expectation of gratitude from me around that intention. And I have struggled with that before. I'm sure I will struggle with it again. But what was interesting this month about that anger is I felt that anger, and I felt it very strongly. Didn't react in the situations. Put the anger in my cupboard, and then I spent an absolutely wonderful weekend with a very good friend, taking care of me. And it was a strange weekend. We'd made plans. I was visiting her with my daughter, and then unfortunately my daughter was ill whilst we were visiting. And whilst I was taking care of my daughter, my friend was taking care of me. And I realised over that weekend how wonderful I felt being taken care of, and actually how much more generous that made me towards the people who had intended to do good, intended to do helpful things, but hadn't seen it through, I was able to be much more generous and much more grateful towards the intention after being taken good care of myself. And I think, you know, again, that's a very important observation for me to take away, because yes, you know, I have incredible people around me who do take very good care of me, but I also need to make sure that I take good care of myself. And actually that realization and that understanding that when I take good care of myself, my generosity and my gratitude towards other people comes far easier and is far stronger. It gives me a very valid reason for doing that. And there's that saying, isn't there, which I always get wrong. I was talking to someone about this just this week, and I always say you can't pour from an empty jug. I don't think that's the saying at all. It might be you can't drink from an empty cup, I think, or something, but you can't pour from an empty jug, basically meaning you can't give of yourself if you have nothing left. And we all know that. I know that. But I think that was a valuable lesson for me to learn again this month, and actually for my anger to empower change, and to empower change in me, and to empower me to be kinder to myself, in order to be kinder and more grateful to others. So we're coming to an end for our time in the OK Cafe, and I just wanted to correct the saying that I paraphrased earlier. The saying is, you can't pour from an empty cup, which I think is a bit silly, because you don't pour from cups, do you? So I actually prefer my you can't pour from an empty jug, but choose to use whatever metaphor you would like for that, but the meaning behind it remains the same. You can't pour from an empty jug. You can't be generous and grateful and kind to others' intentions and actions, I suppose, but more so intentions, if you are not taking care of yourself and being kind and grateful for your own intentions as well. Now, I always recommend a bit of further reading at this point. And as luck would have it, I seem to have been reading the perfect book this month. I've finished Louise Evans's Five Chairs, Five Choices. And there are two particular chairs in it that are very interesting, the Detect Chair and the Connect Chair. And again, the Detect Chair is about your awareness of your emotions. So coming back to my anger, that kind of idea of being aware of my anger in the moment, not acting upon it, and sort of being able to kind of understand it, see it. I mean, she talks about doing all of this in the moment, actually, which I'm not quite there on, but which is why I have the OK Cafe. I kind of delay it, but if you can do it in the moment, so kind of see it, appreciate that it's there. So see the anger in the Detect Chair, appreciate that it's there, and understand where it comes from, and then be able to connect. So then that idea of being able to then shift to connecting with someone, to empathizing with someone, to understanding and appreciating and being grateful for the intention, the kind and helpful intention behind the incomplete action in my example. So yeah, it's a really great book to read. As I say, I don't think I have sussed the acting in the moment yet, but I mean, when I do, maybe the OK Cafe will come to an end, but yeah, it's really worth reading. So as I say, that is it. Our time is at an end. I'm going to just finally wish you all an absolutely stupendous September, and I hope to see you next month.